Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Well, oh my goodness. Not paying attention. That's right, it's Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the fourth day of November already, 2020. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. The Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and by my brother, John D., United States Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign again. That's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And, of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with JD and myself today. Well, it's currently 63 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 68 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And we got snow in the forecast for the weekend. It's going to start snowing and it's going to get a couple inches on Saturday, inch on Sunday, and it's snow. Here it comes. Here it comes. I'm not excited about it. In case you don't realize it, I don't like the winter. That being said, how's the weather today out there in Nazi Joysy, John?
Hi, Henry. Well, over here in the northeastern seaboard state of Nazi Jersey, at about 95 feet above sea level mean, we have 63 degrees, 42% humidity, lots of sun and blue sky. I didn't see any chemtrails out there. There's no wind, and it's just a beautiful fall day here.
Well, that's pretty nice weather. I'd take that.
Oh, man, if I could put it in a bottle and save it for a bad day, I'd do that.
Yeah. If you owed somebody a good day and they wouldn't take it, tell them go to hell. Anyway, anything particular poking you in the eye besides this ongoing? This, I don't know. Maybe, you know, we'll go 4 years in litigating this election, and then we can have another one, and then I don't know. It seems kind of fucking crazy to me, but it's come down to these key states that are going to decide, you know, the selection. And all of them are these mail-in ballots that, you know, I told you guys about those years ago about, you know, it's pure fucking fraud. So they're sitting there and they're listening to the phone calls and they're listening to the broadcasts and they're listening to, they're looking at the empty gun stores and the empty shells and the back orders on the ammunition. And you better be giving it a good think because goddamn everybody's got a fucking gun just trying to get one. That being said, global communism disguised as the Great Reset. Because, you know, we've talked a lot about what is that reset thing? What's reset? Well, they're trying to reset the fucking situation because they have not been able to pull off their New World Order yet. Because that out of nowhere here comes that fucking Bill of Rights that will not allow this nation to be enslaved if the people are willing to stand up and fucking fight and enforce their law. Anyways, if it's all right with you, John, we'll jump into that when we get back.
Yeah, that sounds good, Henry. I thought we should maybe mention the shit show, though, that what's going on. Because, you know, this fraud, this theater, this circus that they call a presidential election, and the tit-for-tat going on, and the Trump's already demanded a stop of the count and a recount in states. And, you know, Henry, it's just theater. It's pure, unadulterated theater, and they're not even trying to mask it anymore.
Oh, huh. Yeah, okay. Sounds good to me, brother. We'll be right back.
It's the same old story, same old song and dance. Just a lawyer to get you under. Say love ain't the same on the south side of town. You could love, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
And John D. I have to have my mic turned on too, just like you.
Yay.
Wow. Anyway, you are right, man. I mean, I've been watching it. I didn't watch none of that shit last night, you know, but I got this morning, turn it on, and it's been 2:13 to 2:38. All day long. I mean, all they can talk about is these states where they had these mail-in ballots, and the whole thing. I mean, it's laughable. And they one of the talking heads on the stupid box and said, "Yeah, the lawyers are warming up in the bullpen." So you know.
Oh yeah, yeah, Henry. They're all getting ready to march out their fucking legions, their dark legions of lawyers.
Well, they're going to make billions off this, John. Off this goddamn election.
And again, and when it comes to court cases, it doesn't matter who wins or loses. The lawyers always win.
Well, of course they do. I mean, but wow. I mean, the way that this thing is just hung in place is, of course, none of us have ever seen anything like this in our whole lives. And I mean, just from a little fucking lie, not a little lie, but a big lie, you know, Goebbels, he had it right. He kept telling that lie over and over and over and over and over again, whether it's true or not. I mean, well, of course it's not true because it's a lie, but it is having a major fucking effect. I mean, it's been proven a lie 100 times over. I mean, the mask causing cancer. I mean, everything. I mean, the whole fucking thing has been proved to be completely ludicrous. But still, look at the fucking goddamn power that this goddamn lie is having.
Well, you know, Henry, I gotta read this opening line. This over in is this on?
Yes, sound great. You sound great.
Oh, okay. Because you're cutting in and out, and I don't know if I am.
Uh oh. Maybe I better fire back up again. Laura says I'm good.
All right. Do I sound okay?
Yeah, I sound great, dude.
Okay. How am I sounding?
Perfect.
Okay. Well, I just got to read this opening line. But it's about the this presidential theater, this selection, this farce, this con over a new pro. It says this is more than election fraud. It can only be seen as a declaration of war against the USA. And then he just goes on to say, "Good morning. So many thoughts I'll be posting all day. I literally can't stop laughing at this shit show."
It is laughable, but I think people are taking it quite seriously, you know.
Henry, it's amazing how much of the people are brainwashed. Now, they're buying into this. Oh, we've got to get the right person in there. If we could just get the right person in there, they'll fix all our problems.
And everybody thinks that the other person is such a wrong person. I mean, you mentioned it the other day. You know, the gun manufacturers are having fucking financial problems. They cannot produce enough fucking guns to keep a gun on a fucking shelf. How could you possibly be having fucking financial problems? Unbelievable. But, yeah.
Now technically, these guns should be sold before they're even manufactured because that's how high the demand is.
Oh, it is. I mean, you go look at the local hardware store here. They usually have a pretty good selection of guns. You know, they have from the cheaper models up to the, you know, more expensive models, what might have you. Last time I was in there, they had like 3 fucking guns in the whole, I mean, and then a couple of shit pistols that I wouldn't buy for to throw away. But yeah. I mean, maybe that's the whole deal. Everybody's supposed to be so fucking confused. Everybody just walks out in the street and kills everybody else. They don't even know why. Because, I mean, when you look at this goddamn selection bullshit, it is laughable. I mean, you hear the same thing, goddamn, over and 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 over again. And there's not going to be no resolution. There's not even going to be, they're not even going to come out and say, in these key fucking states, I guess, the ones that are going to decide, all of which have mail-in voting. So I'm telling you right now, the goddamn Jews, they're sitting there just, like I said, I'm sure they're monitoring, you know, all the phone calls of all the people, you know, talking about, you know, I got a gun, yeah, I got a gun, yeah, oh God, this is all, everything's fucked, everything, you know, and it is, everything's gone to hell in the handbasket. And everybody's figured out that this fucking corporation is a corporation. And they, you know, they try to put all these record numbers of fucking voters. Like I said yesterday, you know, how many of these people could even speak English? How many of these ballots sent out were filled out by this, just people sitting there filling them out one after another, putting a different signature, a different signature? I mean, yeah, you know what? I guarantee fucking every one of you listening to me that the voter, I mean, that mail-in voting, is fucking rot with fraud. I've held the illegal ballots in my fucking hand, and you know, fucking many years ago, because we've had this. This is how the communists took over Oregon, but this is the Bolsheviks and the Marxists, and this is one of their tactics. And they're just trying to get the upper hand, because no matter what, there's still the two sides. Which side are you going to join, John? Are you going to join the corporate communist and back Trump and back that fucking blue fine blue line, or are you going to join the fucking Marxists and the fucking the rest of the communists on the other side and back the international communism and be a world citizen? Which one are you going to shoot me over?
Well, I think I'm going to join the group standing in the corner using a vomit bag over all this.
There you go. Because the fact is that we fucking outnumber. I don't care. I mean, throwing up these fucking numbers of these millions of people that voted, bullshit. But, you know, it is not impossible for there to be, you know, to show a couple hundred million people voting, because there's a couple hundred million people in this country that aren't supposed to be here, that are here illegally. And I mean, they made no secret in California they were going to send ballots to all the fucking illegals, and every son of a bitch that has crossed our border illegally is, they've got their fucking vote in, and you know, they put the secret envelope, and I'm sure they have goddamn rooms full of people just filling out ballots.
Don't forget, Henry, we already got reports of the dead of voting again.
Yeah, well, they'll probably win.
I'd love to know. You know, I remember that movie when we were kids. What was it? Night of the Living Dead. You know, that was like a cult classic. What about the Night of the Voting Living Dead?
Well, you know, we should elect a dead person. They might be less dangerous. You know, we could just put them in one of those glass things like they got Lenin in, and just like have them setting up there, and then let the rest of the dogs fight it out. But, and, you know, the bottom line is it's all controlled by fucking Israel. I mean,
and don't forget now, Joe, now these electronic voting machines, that's the one where they use in these polling places. Well, who owns the company that makes them? That's George Soros. He owns the company that makes the Diebold machines.
Oh, man. Well,
but there's no conflict of interest there, Henry, so don't even suggest it.
Just because he's the one financing the fucking Antifa and the anarchists and the Bolsheviks, that don't mean nothing. And I was watching, I can't remember, it was a documentary kind of thing. I can't remember. It was just one of the recent, I think it was in the war in Serbia and shit. And you know, he was over there fucking, he was backing the fucking violence over there. He was paying the fucking agitators and fucking, he got him a war over there. But the thing is, you're going to get your goddamn war here, but it ain't going to be us against us. It's going to be us against you international motherfuckers. You ruling class aristocrats are going in the goddamn ground. There's just too fucking many of us, and we have too many fucking guns. And you say, whoa, they got this goddamn, they've got that terrible military. Well, that terrible military is as divided within itself as we, the people, ourselves. You know, there's no divide when it comes to that Bill of Rights. Man, I wish everybody would just put every fucking thing aside. Fucking, no religion. Don't bring religion into it. Don't bring anything into it but the law. And if we all get on the same fucking page, we can put a goddamn end to this. You know, I was hoping last night, you know, they were claiming at 7:30 last night they were going to start the revolution. I read the article yesterday, the first article I read.
And yeah, I was waiting for it anyway. I had my beach chair and uh-huh. A can of beer all ready.
Well, you know, I was going to put out calls, and I was like, no, they're not going to do it. This is bullshit. And they didn't even have protests in the streets of New York last night. It's just fucking incredible. It's like they understand that once this fucking thing breaks loose, once it's fucking a free-for-all, There's going to be, I mean, you're not going to be worried. Oh, geez, I don't want to get arrested. I'm in the middle of a fucking shootout. There's bullets flying by my head. Arrest? I don't think I'm worried about that.
They predicated this whole COVID-19 bullshit on the full emergency rooms and the ICU units. Well, I'll tell you what, these Bolsheviks try a shit fight, and those emergency rooms and ICUs genuinely will be filled.
Oh, yes, they will, but I'll tell you what, they won't be accommodating the fucking Bolsheviks and the Marxists, because if they do, they're trying for a fucking, what's the word I'm looking for, a medical dictatorship here right now. I mean, with this fucking Fauci, this phony-ass COVID-19, this whole fucking thing here, these non-elected fucking non-governmental fucking officials are fucking wielding power that's only rivaled by that of that unelected fucking so-called Supreme Court that can't exist. And then they think that, they're going to be dying.
Don't forget about King Gates. He's making all these dictates.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
now let's give him credit, because he's just a sock puppet. He's not smart enough to actually think of any of these. He's just following his orders.
Oh, absolutely. Oi, 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 oi. Look at this.
If you ever listen to Bill Gates talk, he's not a particularly intelligent person.
No, he seems like, you know, it's like, I've talked about it before, these people on the stupid box, you know, their daddy's an ambassador, you know, these are the best speakers among the corporate elite. And they've always claimed that the reason that they've always been the ruling class is because they were smarter than the rest of the people. These are dumb fucking people, John. I mean, I look at them and you can tell when somebody's just a little bit slow, like, you know, just looking in their eyes and what might have you. And these people are not that fucking smart, and they're realizing it right now. And they're trying, like you said, they've shoved their whole fucking they've shoved all their money into the middle of the table. And they got, there's no turning back from this point. And no matter what happens, I mean, no matter how many fools fall for this shit. And Kornke even said it. You know, I listened to him that one day after that people had been arrested. I listened I haven't listened to him in a year or so, at least. But he said one thing that I do agree with. It doesn't matter if fucking Biden gets in. It don't matter if Trump gets in. They're coming for the guns, and they're going to try and give you a death shot. Well, that's pretty cut and fucking dry. And everybody's fucking gunning up to say, no, we're not going to take no fucking death shot, and no, you're not going to take our fucking guns. So this, I mean, the shit fight is coming. There's no avoiding it at this point in the ballgame. These people out there think, oh, I'll vote Trump in, and then he'll have the police and the military protect my guns. That motherfucker's coming for your guns. He signed an unlawful executive fucking order that should put him in front of a firing squad when he went after the bump stocks. He has no such authority. The fucking legislature has no such fucking authority. None. And that fucking Supreme Court that they created, when they created the Office of Attorney General to try to take over the judicial system, to put us under their judicial control as subjects. And with the first fucking Congress that treasonous piece of shit George Washington fucking signed. But see, that was in 1789. In 1791, when that Bill of Rights went into a fucking effect, that all became null and void, and it should have been removed from the fucking from the Constitution. Well, I mean, they just kind of wrote it in, I guess. You know, after the fact, after they'd ratified, because they were holding a Congress, so they'd already ratified the fucking Bill of Rights and just wrote it in. I mean, that was their first, well, we're the aristocrats, we can write in. Now we're going to take control of the people after we've told them that we're going to represent them. We're going to represent them fucking being the fucking animals that we parasite off of. That's all they've ever represented in this country. They've stolen fucking wealth beyond our fucking imagination from all of us. And damn it, all it would take is for all of us the Bill of Rights is what makes us a people. It's what makes us free and at liberty to own fucking property and to own ourselves and to think for ourselves and to do for our fucking selves. But everybody fell for that, man. They got that taxation thing going. And the corporate welfare going. What we're fighting here is a corporate state, and it comes right down even to the son of a bitch, every dirty son of a bitch holding a fucking license, man. You are a fucking government agent, whether you realize it or not. You are a government agent, everybody. With the fucking drive, I got a driver's license. I'm not claiming to be a fucking no angel here, but it is. But I am working for to put myself in a position to sell my life dearly. If I'm going to die, I want to kill as many of the enemy as I possibly fucking can. I mean, with my last breath, I'll reach out and stick a knife in somebody's fucking throat. I want to kill them. And if we all want the same fucking thing, I mean, and it ain't going to take very long for the stooptards that fucking went out and participated in this fucking farce, because they are subjects, and I'm telling you as a subject, your goddamn, even your opinion doesn't matter to them. You don't even enter their fucking thought equations as they're making their fucking plans until it comes around to that when they have to fake the acquiescence, you know, the consent for this fucking tyrannical, fucking unlawful, fucking running violation of the law in the Bill of Rights, the law that the people ratified in 1791. They have to rationalize that every fucking 4 years by playing this fucking game, putting on this production. And this has been a real fucking production, people. I mean, you hear them come, like they come up and the way they're talking and stuff, it's like watching fucking WWF. I never could watch wrestling even when I was a kid. It was just so fucking phony. But you hear them the way, you know, oh, be quiet, you know, and other stuff. And he's a doofus. And yeah, well, you got a fucking goddamn pedophile that raped a 14-year-old girl that you know for sure. It was a good friend of Mr. fucking Burns. What was his name?
Epstein.
A good friend of Epstein and went to Pedophile Island along with the Clintons and, you know, all the rest of the fucking sicko son of a bitches, international sicko son of a bitches, by the way. You look around the fucking country, the world, and they're, and in other countries, I mean, they're openly because they've been socialists all along, but they're calling themselves the corporation. You know, they're talking about the boss like they used to talk about Mussolini. And I mean, it's just everybody's at the point. The whole world understands, most of the fucking world has allowed itself to be disarmed, and that is a problem. But not a real problem if they really faced the situation and went to fucking work. Dig a fucking hole. Dig a deep fucking hole. God damn it! I mean, look what the things that man has accomplished upon this earth. Hoover Dam, man, that wasn't no goddamn just throwing a few rocks in the fucking river, people. We have built fucking rocket ships that go into fucking space shuttles, the fucking satellites. It must be probably 10,000 of them circling this earth right now. We have done unbelievable things. Not them. They paid us a shit fucking wage to fucking build them so that they could fucking own them and fucking use them against us. We can build our own shit to use against them. Do you ever think of that? Oh, so they're watching us. Oh, goddamn. Oh, they're watching us. Well, then dig a fucking hole. That's what the ground was made for, to be dug into. Get you some fucking shovels. Dig you a big fucking hole as you need and put yourself a little factory in. I guarantee you what comes out the other end will be fucking worth something. Of course, you'll have to get the product. If you have to go clear the smelting, that's how this country was built. We built it. We can build anything. Anything they have, we built it already, and we can build better shit than they can because they do not have our minds to use against us anymore because we have come to the realization that they want to destroy us, that they want to take... They want to take out the American National because the goddamn paperwork that we have, being the Bill of Rights, fucking proves that everything they've done since the inception of this country has been a fucking fraud, has been a theft. That means, you know, there's no fucking statute of limitations on a fraud. That means they got to give it all back. Excuse me a second. They've got to give it all back. And they know that it's not going to be them giving it back. It's going to be us taking it back. And all they really got look forward to is when they pass out from the fucking either having their neck snapped by that rope or the fucking oxygen cut off long enough until they pass out and the fucking misery ends. That's all they got to look forward to. Us, we have nothing to lose and everything to gain. We have paradise to gain. I mean, we take back everything that's been taken from us unlawfully. In violation of our law. And we could take a 100-year fucking vacation. Everybody would have, I mean, we'd have the fucking boats. Because all these son of a bitches that own the yachts with the goddamn golden fucking faucets on them and the golden fucking toilets on them, well, they'd be hanging from the fucking street lamps, people. All that shit would be yours, but it belonged to you anyway, that they stole from you. Stole it from you. Larceny, criminal. Theft. If you just fucking wake up and quit fucking letting them divide you. I mean, it's so easy for them to take just a handful of fucking motherfuckers who would sell their mother they'd pimp their mother out for $2 a fucking hump. And then fucking have them just this handful and act like there's some kind of movement out there. There's not. Oh, the worst that happened last night was fucking in Portland. Somebody shot at somebody's house 25 times. Probably a dope deal. Portland's a big fucking place. And then, like I said, there ain't been no protests, no none of this shit going down. And because they were going to do it no matter who won, remember? That's what they said. But they know that when this shit breaks loose, I mean, man, this the gun sales line. And I want you to see if you can figure that out for me, John. I mean, you're the one that brought it up, and I would like to understand it. How can these gun manufacturers be in financial fucking trouble when they cannot keep enough product on the fucking shelf for people who have fucking, fiat currency that's supposed to be worth something, and they're wanting to give it to them to get a fucking gun or some ammunition, and they can't provide it. I mean, this is America, people. If there's a need, you fuck, somebody steps up to fill it, an entrepreneur, goddamn, there's money to be made. Oh, that's right. You have to be a Mason. You have to have the financing of the Jew. You have to agree, you know, because even the Masons, they have to give a little cut. Unless you're a Jew Mason, then you got it fucking made. But even the Masons who get a third more than everybody else for the same fucking work, if they decide to labor, if they want to start a fucking business, man, they just give their cut to the fucking Jew who created the fucking Masonic lodges across this country, and fuck, they're in business and shit. If you can't make money fucking making guns, I mean, how is that possible? I guess what I'm asking.
You're asking me?
Yes, you.
Oh, okay. I haven't the faintest, Henry, because as far as I can see by the gun prices, they certainly ain't giving them away.
No, they're not giving them away. The prices have gone through the roof, man. I seen a box of 300 Winchester. I wouldn't shoot a Winchester bullet for nothing. They're fucking dirty. They don't burn all the way. Shit powder. I mean, they're outsourcing the goddamn, like, the 22 shells. I know they are because they're coming in lot. They got lot numbers on them. And they're outsourcing that to fucking who knows where. Probably China or Mexico or what might have you. And, you know, you get a box of Remingtons and bam, 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 they'll shoot good. So you go to buy another box of Remingtons and they get dirt. But then this other, you get another lot number from a shell that you never shot. You know, you never, I don't shoot those. Those are dirty. Bam, oh, those are the good ones. I mean, they're playing fucking games here. And they're playing, and like I said, I still don't understand it. Because this is supposed to be the free enterprise system of the fucking world. I mean, we're so full of free enterprise right up to our fucking ears that we got to let the Chinese come in. Why do the Chinese have to come in to fucking build industry in this country? Americans can't do it. We became the number one power on this fucking planet. This is before the multiculturalism and pumping the other fucking peoples from around the world with different cultures in here. Now, I can see it kind of hurting your goddamn product a little bit, but we're still here. And that's what we got to remember. And you people in like France and fucking in England, you got to remember, man, if they wanted to fight a war, boy, they'd have your war production. You'd be putting out the best that you could put out, wouldn't you? You'd have assembly lines. You would have foundries. Your shit would be going full fucking blast to kill people you don't even know why you're killing them for. So why can't you do it for yourself? Somebody, I mean, that's a fucking always amazed me. Yeah, a person will fucking join the fucking military and they'll go and fucking, I mean, charge that machine gun nest and they'll fucking get up and charge into a machine gun fire. Like, you know, like in World War II, you know, where they come up and blow the whistle and kick the football and charge into machine gun fire if a government will just order me to do it. You want a bunch of worthless fucks. I guess, I mean, it comes from the taxation and then taking the money and the transfer of the money from the fucking, from the poor to the rich. And the people in between that, you know, they get this or that. I mean, it's like, all the government services. I don't need your shit. Give me my money. I'll decide what I fucking need. Give me access to the fucking, debt free fucking money and give me access to my resources and I'll build what I fucking want. I'll build it myself. I want to have a business. I don't want to work for somebody. And it ain't going to be no corporate fucking business part of this corporate fucking government. I want a private business. I got a lot of good ideas of things I'd like to build, but I can't. Why can't I? I mean, if there is fucking opportunity in this country to exploit the resources and make billions of dollars, of course we got to bring in Japanese to do it. Of course we got to bring in Chinese to do it. How else can you fucking get rid of that goddamn Bill of Rights, which shows that everything that they have taken from us has been taken through fraud, and it doesn't belong to them. And we have every right to kill their fucking asses and take it back, hang them, get rid of them, dump them in the fucking ocean. Take them out farther than they can swim and just dump them in the fucking ocean. We got the right. We have the right to enforce our law. And this is one thing they cannot get past. And I cannot understand why everybody can't just get on that one fucking page. Once we're all done, once we've gotten rid of these fucking communists of every fucking sort, the corporate communists, this capitalist bullshit, where they fucking control the fucking wealth, what the dollar's worth, the phony fiat currency, where they fucking deliberately fucking knock down the price of the gold and the fucking silver to deliver, you know, as they're buying and selling it. I mean, this ain't nothing fucking new. Back during the war of fucking northern aggression or the civil war, whatever you want to call it, man, they had runners that came from the fucking front and they got the news first. And I think it was Chase. He was secretary of, secretary of war, secretary of state. But I mean, they would, if it was a great, you know, southern victory, they would fucking buy gold. They'd spend all their fucking Yankee greenbacks on gold. And then when everybody else found out, oh shit, there the price of gold went up and the price of their fucking Yankee greenbacks went down. And then if the fucking Union would win, they would fucking buy the Yankee greenbacks with the gold. And then, oh man, North has won. Oh, everything looks good again. Oh, they got their fucking money becomes worth more than the fucking gold. And then, I mean, that's how, I mean, it's been going on for goddamn ever. And all we got to do is just all of us get on the same page, enforce the fucking law, take this fucking country back, put it under a system of fucking free enterprise. Just do what we fucking intended in the first fucking place. But the aristocrats never intended it. They always intended to be the aristocrats. The people that look down their fucking nose at you, who are not smarter than you, who do not have your aptitude, but will buy the product of your fucking brain because you have to eat and make fortunes off in it. They have used us. Let's use ourselves for a while. Start digging. Build some underground fucking factories and start pumping some shit out, man. I guarantee you, everybody wants it, and we're gonna fucking need it. We're going to the bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Take your brain.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
seem dumber and they either wear an ROD. I gave up on cable cause you know there ain't nothing to see. Real people with cameras have become the only truth on TV. And it's a shame, cause who's to blame is the biggest criminality. Contract, we're made to protect what the creator gave. Was fought, side fought by those who buy and sell the slave. Lies told, face bold to the ones who be convinced they're brave. Once more, that few selects gets to fill the grave. Well, I learned history, Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. The respect that it needs. Gun control with my pistol means I hit the target and the clip feeds. My rights from the creator are a no conditions guarantee. No need to push the limit and find out why that's America's creed. I made that promise to the Constitution and what it means. I pledge and oath to allow for what my friendship will bring. But if I don't have tomorrow and know to find my brown and it's clean, don't come for my gun if you think that I ain't all that I've seen. I heard history, Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew sure. Don't piss off the grizzly bear that's sleeping. Don't come for my dumb down our kids. MK Ultra. AIDS and SIDS. Chemtrail clouds. GMO foods. Call that health care? Can't even say good. You're right. But I can fight for the other people not to run. Your house. Your spouse. Whatever they're wrong. Scum. It's yours. I won't shoot you. Don't come for my gun. I heard history, Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew sure. Don't piss off.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1245. Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, at 1244 p.m. and my brother, John D., United States Marine fighting tyranny. You know, and this all up, man, you know, I watched documentaries last weekend, and you know, they were showing the Nazi, you know, the rise of Adolf Hitler and what might have you. And after he got out of jail, after the bear pushed felled, and he, you know, he'd been sentenced to death, and then he ends up serving like 4 months or whatever the hell it is, and writing Mein Kampf, and because his grandpa was a fucking Rothschilds, and the whole goddamn thing was a fucking setup. But, you know, they wanted to remake the Nazi party, and they did. But they couldn't get nobody to take no goddamn interest in it because there was no crisis until the Americans pulled the fucking credit from Germany. I mean, they cut the credit off, and then the people fucking, you know, they starved them down. The people were desperate because it takes desperate people to get them to do something that they really don't want to do, and that is kill each other. I mean, even the rise of the Bill of Rights, that what we've seen, and the Bill of Rights is rising, people. It is only because of this fucking catastrophe we find ourselves in. It's the only fucking answer to, it's the only way out. And when you have people with other agendas looking, well, here, you know, we've been fanatics for 30 fucking years trying to push this fucking theocracy shit or some other kind of shit, and we can't get nowhere with it. Why? Because people are living good. They don't fuck. I don't want to hear this shit. I don't want to hear, well, you go tell it to somebody else, man. I do my own thing. I'm doing something else right now. Go away. But they've got the goddamn people's attention right now. And we've got the goddamn people's attention right now. And we all need, let's enforce that Bill of Rights. Let's take this fucking country back. And then after taking the wealth back, if with all that wealth and feeling good and fucking, you know, actually living a life that's happy, if you think that you can still push your fucking, your radical agenda, well, give it a go and see how many people even want to listen to you talk. And if you try pushing it further, well, goddamn, you'll be causing a fucking disturbance with the fucking peace and the people who are fucking just, you know, I was feeling good until you started bothering me. I think I'll fucking have you hung or I'll shoot your fucking ass. Let's get on the goddamn same page. It's 10 fucking articles, and the goddamn 9th article is our fucking power. That is the fucking power and jurisdiction of we the people to enforce our own fucking laws and to have our freedom and liberty. Let's get that done. And then if you fuckers still want to fight, I'll fight ya. That being said, it's time for the tactical report. So I'll be turning the mic over to John. John, you have the mic. John. Don't tell me we lost.
Okay, let's try that.
There you are.
Okay. Yeah, well, while you were doing the roll over there at the bottom of the hour, I had to shut down the computer and reboot everything because you were cutting in and out really bad, and I didn't know if it was my computer or yours. How am I sounding?
Sound great, and I know it wasn't us because Laura's listening to it on the radio downstairs. You know, that's how we can tell.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how we knew that.
Well, it was interesting. You said I wasn't cutting in and out, but it's just when I heard you talking, it sounded like you were cutting in and out. But anyway, I says, all right, it's probably mine. So I did a rollover here, and hopefully I didn't lose too much.
You sound great. Right. You sound great. Go for it.
All right, let's get going here. I'm John D., U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is the Tactical Report. It is, as Henry would call it, Evil Weasel Wednesday. That is November 4th, 2020, and it's 1548 Eastern Daylight Time. That's 348 to all you civilians out there, and to all the retards who went out there and voted yesterday, and they're sitting there with bated breath, just waiting, hoping their guy wins, because that's going to make all the difference for you. Mickey's little hand is past the 3, and his big hand is up pointing near the 9. All right. Well, you've heard me mention this many times before, but you know the days of our week come from the Scandinavian Norse gods. Of course, Wednesday comes from Odin, the raven god, sometimes known as Woden, from which they got Woden's Day, from which our country got Wednesday. And, of course, here on the trenches, we got Evil Weasel Wednesday. So, that's our word etymology lesson. Let's go into our constitutional moment. Of course, the Constitution, and we talked about it many times, about how it was never ratified by the people, but supposedly it was effective on March 4th, 1789. And even if it was the supreme law of the land, it became irrelevant as the supreme law of the land because on December 15th, 1791, the ratified law, known as the Bill of Rights, superseded it. And this became the supreme body of law in this country. And because of Article 9, there's no way to usurpate it. There's no way to override it. There's no way to attack it. There's no way to diminish it. There's no way to do anything to it. According to Article 9, the Bill of Rights should stand as is as long as this country stands. Now, given how things are going, I don't know how much longer that'll be, but that's what Article 9 did. It enshrined the Bill of Rights as permanent. They can't be altered. And this is completely, completely unique to America because no culture, no society, no government, no ruling body in the history of mankind ever did that before, where they took a supreme body of law and said, by the way, as long as this country exists, these individual rights can never, ever be altered or attacked. We are the first example of that. So, anyway, the Bill of Rights did become supreme law of the land and became effective on, as I said, December 15th, 1791. All right, let's get moving here. All right, take a quick fly over the fraud, the con called the financial markets, and let's see how they're doing given the uncertainty of who's going to be the next sock puppet that the Jews are going to appoint over us to be our new overlord on their behalf. Is it going to be Biden? Is it going to be Trump? Oh my God, I'm sitting here, I'm squirming like a 3-year-old in an overfilled diaper. Oh, I'm just so anxious to know. But let's see how the markets are doing. Do they have their version of squirming in an overfilled diaper? Right now, gold is holding at $1,899 an ounce. And again, right around 10 o'clock, between 10 and 11 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time, we saw the market suppressors step in there and do a little bit of a smackdown on gold and got it down under that $1,900 an ounce mark. Silver is currently at $23.86. But it's only down 32 cents for the day. That's not a terrible swing. And then going down into the major fraud indicators, we've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It's up over 400 points. At 27,888. I'm surprised it's not 27,666. That would be Israel letting us know everything's fine. They're going to let us know who our new sock puppet president's going to be in just a little while. But they did an 888. I'm surprised. Going on, the U.S. Zala Index is holding at about 93%, and crude oil is up $1.35 at $39.01 on the New York spot market. Now, for all you people that really like to gamble, let's get down into the cryptocurrencies. Look at this. Bitcoin up $11 at $14,041 a coin. I do believe that's a new high for Bitcoin. I'm pretty sure it is. I don't have the chart in front of me, what's its historic high what was its previous high to this one. But as far as I know, that is a new high right there. Ethereum, that's up over $14 at $402. That's pretty high for Ethereum. Ethereum and Litecoin is up 45 cents at $54.43 a coin. All right, that's for you hardcore gamblers out there. Jump into them cryptocurrencies. But I'll tell you what's going to happen with Bitcoin. They may be doing a keep pumping, pumping, pumping. And then they're going to do the dumping, dumping, dumping. And that's when you're going to see the price of Bitcoin. I'm going to say it's going to go down to, I'm going to guess it's going to crash to, 7,000, maybe even below 7,000 in the 6,000 range somewhere, when they're ready to take advantage and loot all the dumb investors. Going on. I like this one. This was an interesting one over in Scoopy Web. Now, this is talking about a presidential puppet process, because we all know who elects our president or who puts him in position. If you want to know who the president's going to be, all you have to do is contact the Israeli embassy and ask them, by the way, who is Netanyahu going to be putting in the White House? We're really curious to know who His Eminence. Remember when he visited Congress and they called him His Eminence, which is a title of royalty? Remember that? Well, they should have His Eminence. Oh, by the way, what sock puppet are you putting in the White House for the next 4 years? He might have let us know. I don't know. But if that didn't work, you can also contact the Rothschilds, because they ultimately decide. Going on. over in Scoopy Web, like Scooby-Doo, almost. Scooby, no, I know it's Scooby-Doo. Scoopy, S-C-O-O-P-Y. Scoopy Web, it says, Pennsylvania Baker's Cookie Poll has accurately predicted winners in the last three presidential elections. And it shows a landslide in 2020. Now, let's just see what this is, because I didn't know what the hell a cookie poll was. It says, Lockels, and I think I'm saying it, Lockels, Lockels, C-H, Church, Lockels. I'm not sure if it's Lockels or Lockels. Is it with a hard C or a soft C? I don't know. A family-owned bakery in Hatboro, Pennsylvania, has been running a cookie poll to coincide with the presidential election ever since the 2008 contest. The idea is simple. The bakery whips up cookies decorated blue for the Democratic nominee and red for the Republican nominee, along with the last name of each candidate. And whichever cookie sells the most by election day is the winner of the poll. Thing is, Lockell says, its cookie poll has never been wrong. That's right. The poll gave its nod to former President Barack Obama in 2008 and 2012, as well as President Trump in 2016. What about this year? Well, the bakery told Fox News that despite all the scientific polls revealing huge leads for Democratic nominee Joe Biden, you know, Demented Joe, or if you want to go by the ticket, because you had Demented Joe and the cunt Kamala Harris, so it was called the Demented Cunt ticket, Joe Biden, the cookie poll at Lockels showed Trump the winner by a wide margin, in fact, almost 6-1. In fact, that would be a landslide in anybody's book. So it says, we plan on tallying them up tomorrow to do our final tally, owner Kathleen Lockell told the cable network on Monday morning. But right now, Donald Trump is still in the lead. And we've sold about 28,000 Trump cookies compared to 5,000 of Biden's. So anyway, I thought that was interesting because that does reflect, this is people putting their money out, really giving you a strong indication where their sentiment is for those who are dumb enough to go out there and participate in this sedition and fraud. Remember, voting for a criminal system is sedition and it is treason because you are providing aid and comfort to the enemy force occupying this country. Remember what the definition of treason is, giving aid or comfort to the enemy. And then when you vote for them, well, you're giving aid to them by legitimizing an illegitimate system. Going on. Anyway, I thought this was interesting because I never heard of a cookie poll before, and I thought that was kind of an interesting article because I would believe that to be a pretty good indicator of where the polls would actually be if we had actually any honest voting in this country. But we don't. Remember, George Soros owns the company, Diebold, that all these electronic voting machines are used in this country. Going on. I like this one, talking about the polling and the voting over in Before It's News. Suddenly, 138,000 Michigan ballots appear this morning, all for Biden, zero for Trump. Sure. Yeah, there's nothing wrong here, people. Move along, move along. This is all honest voting. I swear. Oh, my God. I mean, come on. That reminds me, where was it? There was a county, during the Obama fiasco. What was his name? Barry Satoro. Remember, that's his real name, Barry Satoro. When they were voting for him, and there was a county where there was something like, oh, I don't remember what it was, like 200,000+ votes for Obama and zero. Who the hell was Obama running against now? I don't even remember who the hell it was, to tell you the truth.
McCain,
but
I think.
But there was zero for the opponent. Every vote was for Obama, but there was nothing wrong there, people. Move along. Move along. All right, let's see this one. This one over in No More Fake News. Time Magazine features The Great Reset, Slime Bowl Edition, for your edification. I love that. The Great Reset, because that's what Henry was just started the show off with. He was talking about The Great Reset. That's what they keep calling it. And you have to say it like that. When you're talking to your friend and you're talking about this and you say, The Great Reset, you have to say it like that. But I like this. Time Magazine features The Great Reset, Slime Ball Edition, for your edification. Anyway, I just love the title. Now let's just read the first paragraph. On the eve of the election, burning pots of snake powder and chanting spells, hoping for a Biden victory, Time Magazine published a monster feature called The Great Reset. Yeah, people. I think it's called internet communism, or more accurately, war against humanity. Because remember, for them, it is etched in stone. You know, my mom used to say every now and then when I was a kid, you know, it's not etched in stone. But remember, for the international communists, getting rid of most of humanity, exterminating 95% of humanity is etched in stone. And you can see it for yourself if you just look up the Georgia Guidestones. Article of Faith number 1, to maintain humanity humanity under 500 million in balance with nature, or something to that effect. I forget the exact words. I'll get it so I can say it right. But to go from 7.4 billion people to under 500 million, and they don't tell us how far under 500 million. It just says under 500 million. That means you have to exterminate about 95% of the of humanity. Well, what's the best way to do that? Because, you know, if you're one of the elite, well, you don't want to poison the planet, because right now Mars is still not habitable. Clearly, the moon's not a great tourist destination. There's no air. Makes it a little tough to breathe. And, of course, it's a little bit expensive to get out there anyway. So you're kind of stuck on this planet. So the last thing you want to do is poison the shit out of it by having humanity go into an all-out nuclear war. No, that's not a good choice. By releasing a real doomsday pathological agent, you know, some kind of biological agent that actually turns everyone into zombies, or at least just kills most of humanity because it'll kill a lot of them too. So that's not a good choice. Chemical weapons? Nah, same problem. That's not a good choice. You know what's a good choice? Vaccines. Because you can target exactly the people you want dead, and there's no environmental spillover whatsoever. Perfect. Going on. Let's see what this says. Like this, now talking about some of this bullshit over in RT, Russia Today. Protests of more than two people. What if you're one of them people? There's that famous girl. She's a Siamese twin. She's got two heads. One body, two heads. And she's a teenager now. It's a real person. I can't think of her name. I actually read the article on her and everything. You kind of feel bad for her, because how the hell do you go on a date with that? I mean, you're going to kiss one girl? Do you get to kiss both of them? If you only kiss one, if you're dating one, is kissing the other one cheating on her? I don't know. But there is a girl out there. She has two heads. And does that constitute an illegal gathering for her? I don't know. Protests of more than two people will be illegal under updated rules for UK national lockdown. Ooh, they're going all in. Remember what I said, people? The international communists, the Jews, they've been working on this, the Illuminati, if you want to call them that. They've been working on this for almost 300 years, and they are now confident that they are at the point that they can push all of those 300 years of chips they've stacked up. They're going to push them into the middle of the poker table, and they're going in. All in, people. This is it. They're making the big gamble in Operation Global Enslavement. This is a key indicator of that. It says protests are no longer exempt under the UK-wide coronavirus lockdown. Now remember, the CDC already admitted coronavirus is nothing but a computer program. They took 37 base pairs from an unfiltered specimen, or sample they called it, which means we don't know what the fuck was in it. They don't know what was in it because it wasn't filtered. And of course, they took the 37 base pairs from after analyzing that, put it in a spreadsheet program, had the computer fill in the missing other 30,000 base pairs it takes to make a virus, and they called that COVID-19. Well, it doesn't exist in the real world. It only exists in cyberspace in a computer program, basically in a spreadsheet. But yet they keep going on with this like it's real, like it's out there. It's killing people. It's everywhere. We got to stop it. It's terrible. When I say coronavirus, you should feel fear, fall on the floor, pull in the fetal position, and crap your drawers like a two-year-old with a bad case of diarrhea. That's what you're supposed to do. Anyway, let's see what this says here. It says, protests are no longer exempt under the UK-wide coronavirus lockdown that begins Thursday, and police plan to enforce that rule, unlike during the previous lockdown, according to the UK media. You know what, people? Let them try that here. Please try it here. I'm tired of this game. I want to get the war going. But it's not enough to just shoot the local idiots. They're only idiots. They're the useful idiots, they call them, as a matter of fact. It's the people behind us, the people who are actually causing these pandemics, the bullshit media, the lockdowns, the ones who are issuing the orders, the ones who come up with these plans. Those are the people we got to reach, the Browns, the Harrimans, the Warburgs, the Bill Gates, you know, the Trumps. because Trump is in on this. You can be damn sure he's making a lot of money from this, or he's going to be getting paid a lot of money for going along with it. Those are the people we have to hold accountable. Those are the people we're going to have to get to, but we're going to have to go through some layers of useful idiots first. So don't go all in your combat skills. Just remember, the local idiots you deal with when you go to shoot them or you have to shoot them, don't waste a whole lot of bullets on them. If you can take them out with one bullet, great. Don't even bother with a double tap. You put one bullet in their mouth, they're down, they're gone, I promise you. Especially if you do happen to nick or take out that brain stem. Absolute, guaranteed, 100% fatality with 0% chance of recovery. Save the ammo for the real fight. As you get closer and closer to these people who are actually responsible for trying to execute Operation Global Enslavement, the battle's going to get a bit tougher because they do have more resources to make sure they are not held accountable by us, the people. Going on. I like this one over in – no, I've been watching Sputnik News, which is, again, another Russian news media outlet controlled by the Russian government, of course, controlled by the Zionist Jews, of course. But they seem to be doing a better job of keeping track of this presidential selection sock puppet edition that's going on right now. And if you go over to Sputnik News and you scroll down just a little bit, they've got a continuously updating law. It says 2020 U.S. presidential election live, and it's keeping you apprised of their electoral votes. And right now, at this very moment, it says Trump has 214 of them, Biden 248. Trump is at 39.78% of what he needs to win. Biden is at 46.1% of what he needs to win. Well, I guess the Jews better get on that, get on the line with the Rockefellers and, of course, the Rothschilds and say, look, you know, we need to bump this up a little bit. Biden should be closing it by now. At least by midnight, we want to be able to declare he's the winner. It has nothing to do with who casts the vote. It only matters who counts the vote. All right. So anyway, I do see I'm right at the top of the hour. So, you know what? There was one thing I wanted to mention because this was – I couldn't believe this. I actually watched this last night, and even given everything I knew, I was still fairly surprised at some of the information that was in here. I'm going to send Henry the links to it, and let's see if maybe he can even post the videos. It's over in Before It's News, and the name of the videos, two videos. It's a two-part video series on Donald Trump, and the name of it is – Trump's pedophiles must see great videos. Now, this has that picture on it, the frozen picture before the video starts. You know, as the video is getting ready to go, it's got a little arrow on it if you want to start the video. And it's got a picture of Donald Trump, Melania, Epstein, and, of course, Ghislaine Maxwell. And this picture's got to be a good 15 years old, maybe even 20. And then he's got these little captions with each of them. And, of course, one points to Donald Trump, and it says, modeling business owner Donald Trump sued by woman who accused him of raping her when she was a teen. Case dropped after she received multiple death threats, bragged about friendship with Epstein, who Trump said had a thing for very young women, current U.S. president. And then it shows Melania Knauss, and I'm not sure I'm saying that name right. It's K-N-A-U-S-S, Knauss. I'm not sure I'm saying that right. European model known for lesbian soft porn photo shoots. Currently the first lady. Actually, I'd like to see those soft porn lesbian photo shoots. I'm curious what you look like. Jeffrey Epstein, modeling business owner who recruited young girls from Trump's resort. But, you know, they didn't have a deep friendship going. No. They haven't known each other for almost 40 years. No. Jeffrey Epstein, modeling business owner who recruited young girls from Trump's resort for personal sex and to pimp out to high-profile politicians, international diplomats, and other people in positions of power and influence. Ghislaine Maxwell, daughter of notorious Mossad operative, it doesn't say the name here, but it's Robert Maxwell, known for running honeypot entrapment ops to compromise people of power and influence, served as Jeffrey Epstein's handler and recruiter and girlfriend. Now, when you scroll down under the picture, there's two videos there. It's a two-parter. And in there is the whole interview with Katie Johnson, the girl that Trump raped, not when she was 14, when she was 13. He raped her. And he talks about how he made her perform various kinds of sex acts on him, oral sex, and how he had this thing. He's a germaphobe. I didn't know that until I actually heard this. I mean, it may have been mentioned before, but I didn't remember ever hearing it. But she talks extensively about some of his peculiarities when it comes to sex because he's a germaphobe, it appears. Anyway, the video, she also talks about several sexual encounters while she was grossly underage with Donald Trump, and, of course, what it was like to work for Epstein. And that's the least of what's in these videos, talking about Trump's pedophilia and the Zionist Jew mafia that controls and owns Donald Trump and the USA. Fascinating video, really fascinating. It isn't done as well as I thought it could have been done, but the content is absolutely fascinating. Anyway, I'm going to send those links over to Henry and Laura after the show at some point. So if you have a chance to click back later and check out these videos, they are well worth your time to watch. Jaw-dropping is a good word to describe them. Anyway, that's it for me. Unless there's any questions or comments, I'm going to hand this back to my friend, my mentor, and my voting brother, Henry Shively. Going once, going twice. All right. On you, Henry.
I bought a cookie. I seen that cookie poll. It's probably the most honest vote there's been in this country in 240 fucking years.
There probably is, because now people are putting their money where their sentiments are, where their mouth is. And I that was my first thought. I was like, you know what? That's probably the most honest poll this country's ever had.
Yeah. Well, they're talking, you know, like today, Tucker Carlson came up and you know, all the polls were, once again, were way off. And he says, you know, I don't know who these professional polls, but he goes, he says, in indicating himself and the rest of the so-called quote-unquote journalists, we're lying to the people. No shit. We done figured it out, Tucker. Don't worry about it, buddy. We got a rope for you too. Anyway, we've made it past the top of the hour, and we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. Until then, hey, have a fig Newton on me. That is The Word from the Trenches.